Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we start in Portland, Oregon, where tomorrow the man arrested and charged with killing two men on a commuter train will be arraigned. It's not yet known if he will be charged with a federal hate crime. According to witnesses, Jeremy Christian was making anti-Muslim threats to two teenage girls, one wearing a hijab, when three Good Samaritans on the train tried to stop him. Christian pulled out a knife, stabbing and killing two of the men, seriously injuring a third. 16-year-old Destiny Mangum was one of the two girls. She spoke to KPTV.
They lost their lives because of me and my friend and the way we looked. And I just want to say thank you to them and their family, and that I appreciate them, because without them, we probably would be dead right now.
Noelle Crombie of the Oregonian joins us now. And Noelle, you know, let's start with these two men who died. Everyone's calling them heroes. The youngest, Talis and Myrdin Namkai Meche, forgive me if I'm not pronouncing that correctly, was 23. Rick John Best was 53. What are we learning about them?
Well, we know that Mr. Namkai Meche was a 23-year-old Reed College graduate. He was from Ashland. His mother said that he lived a joyous and full life. He was a man whose enthusiasm was infectious. He graduated with a degree in economics in 2016 and stayed on in Portland, where he found work at a local consulting firm. One of his colleagues described him as bright, dedicated, kind-hearted, a good friend. Mm-hmm. And they praised his selfless bravery.
Well, there was a woman who, according to reports, was with him as he died on the train, Rachel Macy, and she says his last words were, "Tell them, I want everybody to know, I want everybody on this train to know I love them." Really quite something there. And Rick John Best, you know, also just doesn't seem like a likely hero, you know, not wearing a Superman outfit, but again, jumped in.
Yes, we know Mr. Best was an Army veteran. He was a one-time candidate for a local county commission. He was a City of Portland employee. He was a technician with the city's Bureau of Development Services. He was on his way home to his home in a suburban city called Happy Valley. He had three teenage sons and a 12-year-old daughter. He, like the other victim, was from Oregon, grew up in Salem, attended a high school in Portland, met his wife at a community college here. He had served in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Leaving children. And the third Good Samaritan rescuer who survived was young himself, 21-year-old Micah David Cole Fletcher. We know he survived. And there's a GoFundMe campaign, actually for the families, I think, of all of the victims to help pay for Micah David Cole Fletcher's health costs.
That's right, and to support the families of the other two victims. So far, when I last checked, those efforts had raised $700,000.
Well, and Jeremy Christian, the alleged attacker, we know the FBI and the U.S. Attorney for Oregon are working with the local police to determine if this is going to qualify as a federal hate crime. Some would say that it would seem obvious, but putting that aside, he was on police radar, we understand.
He was on the radar. He was a known extremist. My colleagues and I have spent the past several days mining his social media accounts, talking with his friends and associates. He was not shy about his extremist views. He posted in April on his Facebook page, "I am trouble." He shared anti-Muslim memes, espoused Nazi beliefs. He called Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh a true patriot. He is now in a Multnomah County jail, facing aggravated murder and attempted murder charges.
Yeah. Well, Mike Bivens, who's a journalist there in Oregon, tells the New York Times he encountered Christian at a free speech march being held by conservative groups last month. Christian was yelling racial slurs there, threatening Muslims, Jews, fake Christians. And also eyewitnesses on the train say that he said to these two young women, "Get off the bus, get out of the country. You don't pay taxes here." How is the community there responding today?
This crime has stunned Portlanders and Oregonians. and has brought a lot of support and praise for the three men who intervened. A vigil held in Portland on Friday night drew thousands of people, including Mr. Namkhai Metche's mother, who spoke briefly with my colleague Beth Nakamura, who said that the mom said her son did the right thing. And by the way, there was a fourth Good Samaritan we learned about on Sunday. Micah David Cole Fletcher is eager to talk with the man who is so far unidentified, who rushed to his side as he was bleeding and pressed a cloth to his neck, managed to find Mr. Fletcher's phone and call his mother to relay what had happened. Mr. Fletcher is eager to meet that man and thank him.
And one last footnote. We began the report hearing from Destiny Mangum, one of the two girls who was being harassed by the attacker. One of the girls wore hijab. Destiny did not, and she says she's not even Muslim. Noel Crombie of the Oregonian, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me on, Robin.